of Steam Steal and Murder, back with our New Year's Eve session number 48. Between this session and the last one, Marcus and I recorded the trial of Daniel Bishop, which will be released later on the feed, but it's referred to in this session. My apologies in advance for the audio in this episode. I had been sick for 2 weeks prior to this recording, and my voice still had not recovered, so my levels go up and down through the whole recording. We do hope you have a happy new year, and we give you Session 48, Part 1. Yes, yes, a moment for silence for the no longer single bishop, yes.
Notice his group has influenced three now. Good grief.
Hey, minus more points. Oh no, you equaled me. No!
When can we see the state of the groups?
There is a, on the forum, I made a sticky for the current groups.
Yes,
close the door.
Thank you. But Bert, you left out Occupy the Metal Pole.
That's true. Someone did purchase that. I will have to build that.
Be right back. 1 second.
Primary aspect, helping Germans be Germans? When did that happen?
It's a glorious new time, comrade.
Xander Holyfield.
It's a great name. Apparently you're trying to kill off one of the resources of the group there.
No, that got settled amicably.
Sam Lowry, Tobias Hundegaard.
I have this horrible feeling that next time I visit my brother, I'm going to find him shell-shocked sensei, and with the equivalent of the man with a knife in his back saying, "No, everything's fine. Nothing wrong has happened."
You,
my arm, that was a skiing accident.
No. It was a nice, amicable conversation. I was merely a man who was helping out the railroad and needed to know German assets. Yada, yada, yada.
Right, next time we'll see him, he'll be head of the Hundegaard Red Faction.
Probably.
Ooh, Red Faction, does that mean everything's destructible?
God.
Demolition 10, the only skill they have.
Sounds fun.
You need to give them weapons as well and a few stunts from Dresden Files games so they can go around with hammers.
Okay, well, I want to pick up 2 months later. And I say 2 months because a lot of things have been happening as far as Dare's declaration of making the guilds independent, the non-national committee. And so he's been taking up a lot of your time as well, helping get this all drafted out, using you to basically interface with the citizens, giving lots of interviews for those of you that are public figures. Actually, I guess none of you are right now, except for,
Hundegaard.
Hundegaard is, yeah, and Rackham would be doing a lot of the writing for this. Some of you had put on the boards what your characters would have been doing during the time. Well, specifically, Marlowe had a shopping list of things he was doing.
Yes.
Jameis, your character would have plenty of time to have your sonic screwdriver built, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. God.
Really? Really?
But
He is the doctor.
I'm thinking if we're going to go places, I need something that's going to help me break into things a lot easier.
But you all kind of unexpectedly get these invitations that I had put up on the forum there.
Yes, Roland Bishop and Jennifer Renwick.
That's corrected now. Daniel Bishop and Jennifer Renwick, yes, you're all cordially invited to their wedding ceremonies, which are going to be held in Metapole. And... And this is actually the first contact any of you have had with Bishop since he boarded a plane for Britain.
Yes.
He turned himself in.
Really? Not Newgate Prison?
Yes, it's not a prison marriage, no.
And just to catch anyone who might be curious, Bishop was Marcus's character, and we got outlawed by the guild, or basically we got charged with sedition, and Bishop went to go clear his name, and he has been in limbo. So this is odd.
Did you record that game or not?
Yes, I did. I'm not going to release it immediately, though, but yeah.
Yeah, after only 3 attempts on my life, I think 3.
And Jennifer Renwick is very, very, happened quite some long time ago. She was Harris's daughter, and she pretty much seduced Bishop and, well,
not just Harris's daughter, but Agent of the Crown.
I was going to leave that part out and hope that you forgot.
Yeah, so this is the first communication you all have had with Bishop since he has left. The invitations were routed through the guild's office, so they were handed to you by Joshua, actually, since knowing that you guys go to ground quite often, he had no no easy way to mail something to you otherwise.
I've got a very different place now because I've got George living there as well. Yes.
We did use my resources to buy. I'm guessing my resources have also bought me a house in Metapole now.
You were whisked away before any of that was happened.
I was hoping this would be arranged during this time. Oh, by the way, I did improve my resources, so bigger house.
Yeah, you could have purchased all of that over telegraph and
everything. Yeah. Just what making sure that's
what your house in.
I look to the wife
for District 1, but that comes with all kinds of problems.
I'll take District. Let me find my map. Where's that map? I'll tell you in a minute. I'll text you later. Yeah.
Well, I will be arranging for a scaled down model of one of the submarines that Miss Renwick and Mr. Bishop encountered each other down below, and I will be sending that off with, and I will make it out of. I will have them make it out of some sort of precious metal.
Okay. So you're making a nice gift. For a minute there, I thought that was what you're going to do for a wedding cake.
Yes, I was planning on doing it, but I figure I'm not a rape. So, you know. But I will send that over.
I apologize ahead of time for my hacking cough. I'm still getting over things. So,
and a pair of jogging shoes, of women's jogging shoes in the appropriate size.
Marcus, actually, are you tapping anyone to be your best man?
Bubba from the jail, yes. We got very close while he was in there.
His other wife.
You know what? Just because I was cleared of the charges, we'll ask Marlo.
All right, then, Marlo, your invitation will have a personalized message from him asking for you to be his best man.
Actually, no, it goes to Gavin. Gavin's the longer time friend.
Ah,
okay. Yeah. Do you really want to trust Gavin with something like this?
You're right. Hundegard.
This is going through this list. No, don't trust. Don't trust.
The thing is, what's going to happen is that we'll each receive these invitations, and they'll each have the section just crossed and scribbled out, and no one will be invited to be the best man in the end.
No, Hundegard, actually, now that I'm actually thinking about this, Hundegard, because he's the noble and actually and wouldn't mind the spotlight. Versus the other two who would be like, I don't want to be in the spotlight with Bishop.
You guys are already going to be in the spotlight anyway. Come on, it's a society wedding.
No, but Marlo's going to, there's going to be like one, I made sure to deal with the wifey that there's one area of the hall and everything where for some reason the lights just don't reach it. It's just this dark corner. And it's perfectly shadowy so Marlo can be in that corner.
I wave from the corner, the regulated corner.
far away from the proceedings.
Your wife-to-be is unfortunately unable to get a hold of her father to give her away.
She doesn't know?
Because we haven't ever told anyone? Well, we've told a lot of people.
So, in his place, Mr. Allard is going to give away the bride. Mr. Allard actually ended up being her father for quite a bit of her her career.
Works for me. I like Mr. Allard, so I'm good with that.
Yes, let's all get everyone together in one place.
You have no idea how much I'm tempted. Just, I could solve so many problems. No, I'm not playing that character. Okay, anyways.
But you wouldn't solve every R problem.
Yes, but I would solve the more annoying problems I've been dealing with these past few years.
Yes, actually, how long have we been in this world for? How long have we been playing for?
I've been in this world for 37 years. I don't know about you.
No, in game time, how long have we actually been part of this group for?
And he also needs to decide where he wants to have his wedding, as Jennifer's Catholic.
Oh, wherever. Hey, the wedding's for the wife. She makes all the final decisions.
All right. The ballroom in the Guild Hall is a good place. A lot of celebrities have weddings and functions there. So,
who's handling security?
That hasn't been worked out yet.
Okay,
let me get Daniel back to Metapole, and then you guys can work that out. Daniel, yes, you and your bride-to-be will arrive in plenty of time before the actual wedding. The rest of you actually shortly after, as in the day after you receive your invitations, start noticing headlines in different papers, those of you that keep up with international news and press, that Mr. Bishop has been released from custody. The proceedings were sealed, and let me just give you the basic information that's given out. The proceedings were done privately by the direction of the Crown and Mr. Bishop's lawyer. The court records were sealed upon final dispensation of judgment, and Mr. Bishop has been released. Nothing has actually been stated whether he was found guilty or not guilty.
That's all right. We'll be able to get the details later. Okay, listen to the recording.
That's okay, Mr. Bishop.
We would be able to get the details. We had the context for it. Okay, so
yes, we do. And Mr. Bishop, I'm sure, would be totally fine with giving me an exclusive on this.
Bishop doesn't know you.
Actually, we've met. We met. Briefly.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Yep. It was the session that Bishop left.
Yep. Shortly after being ran to ground, that was the same. So, yes, Daniel, you'll be back in Metapole several weeks before your wedding to arrange things. So you
yay.
Back in Metapole now. Poof. You're arranging the furniture in your new house in District 4, it looks like. Really? With your resource level, you're going to live in the slums?
Wait, District 4 is the slums? Damn it, never mind. Yeah. District 2.
Yeah, 2 is better. It's upper middle class.
Yes. Sorry, I was kind of looking at various ones. I was like, oh, where's this? Oh.
I said, what, you had a house built on the remains of your smoking apartment complex?
That was in District 8.
Yeah.
Actually, I will put funds towards a new housing project there.
Yeah, you've become a slumlord.
Hey, I'm a man of the people.
I am the boot stomping down their face.
Yeah, the lower half of the circle that makes up Metapole, all the stuff that's near the docks are all fairly low rent districts.
Ah, okay. District 2 it is. Except, Doesn't the masked marmoset live in District 5?
He's just a rumor. He's just a rumor.
Yeah, and I've changed that to become his now code name Agent Marmoset.
Golly.
Considering we're going to end up going as Guild Investigators, you know.
I'm going to be right back. I literally got home and jumped onto this computer because I saw that you guys were starting, so I need to go use the restroom quickly.
Go ahead. And I'll let you guys run with...
Yes. Winning your thing is I haven't seen this until it was just pointed out. And the thing, I've actually been following the forums of late, and I missed it. Okay, there's nothing for District 1... Anyway, that's true. I need to actually, I believe I started my apartment as the cheapest I could afford on resources one.
Yeah, which is not a lot. Yeah. It's a slum. Yeah. Slightly better than having a cardboard box outside.
It got upgraded because of what happened with the French. I remember that. Because I remember it got ransacked by French agents, and I charged the bill to the French the French embassy. So it got an upgrade, but yeah, it's about time I got it. Can I say that's what I've been doing with part of my 2 months? Also,
sounds good. And you've been, and your, of course, your membership in the National Archaeological Geological Society is gone to a few meetings.
I'll have been getting that properly set up again in, or get a Metapol branch.
You're getting a little quiet there, Gil.
Oh, sorry, yes. Seeing as I'm on holiday, all I have is my laptop, so no more microphone. I'm back to just yelling at this.
Well, you sound great right now. Thank you. Yell at it.
Will we hear the hounds again?
No, that's Joshua.
Oh, yeah, that's Joshua that has the hounds.
I have resources 3 now, so that should get me something.
Yeah, 3 is quite substantial. You pretty much live in any district you want, except for 1 or except for District 1.
Okay. Unfortunately, it's not showing any information for the districts. I'm just getting the district names.
Yeah.
Oh, go to maps. You'll find the 4. It's not going to show. Oh, yeah, it's not going to get all much.
Right. Is it in Wiki?
So if you go to the maps, I got little pinpoints on what the district numbers are, but I haven't filled in what's in those districts.
Okay.
District 1 is like the ultra-rich.
I could live there, but I choose not to because I'm a man of the people.
So you live in the next richest quadrant.
Yes, because I know the wife wouldn't be happy if we lived in poverty.
Stamping on the face.
She's used to roughing it. I mean, you know, she had a government salary.
Don't they have a kid now?
Exactly. That's why I live in a nicer district.
Yes, Mr. Bishop. So,
I regularly go across the ruins of my past and go slum it a bit. You know, help the people in the lower districts. Yeah,
fight now and then.
Yeah, you got it.
Every now and then you come home late to the wife. Where you've been, I can't talk about it.
Guild business.
Yes, late nights, guild business. Ooh. He's a man of the people.
Not that type. No, I'm more of just, you know, helping out. I still help out and donate money to the children. It's all about the children in District 8. I know where I come from. I'm from the hood.
Wow, Metapol's old version of Eminem. Wow.
8 Mile. I came from 8 Mile. So,
yes, Lord, Denny from the block.
Ooh, maybe I should buy the property and put a giant statue of Bishop there.
So, anyway, Bishop, you're back. You can catch people up as you want and sure they have questions, as you now have a soon to be wife. And look, that little girl looks an awful lot like you.
Didn't even arrange the marriage in time. Oh well, I will. I will make sure to be waiting at their house.
Oh God!
Actually, until he gets there, you would have no idea where his house is. He arranged this all
over telegraph. Okay. I'll make sure to come on by and give my present the. Yeah, I'll just make sure to come on by, present my little wedding present, and say hello to the new little bishop. And Daniel, it's been quite some time, but the group is waiting for you. Mind coming along with me?
Sure. Just let me get a little situated here and leave the soon-to-be wifey.
So from the back room, you hear, Daniel, they say I can't bring my guns.
Nothing. That's the rules of the city. You can bring stun versions of other ones. We'll just leave. What? We'll get a house in the country.
We okay. Kind of gun shit? What the hell? Yeah.
Third priority. All right.
We'll have to go shopping.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, if you want the real news, Sharon, you know what you have to do now. Go shopping. Yeah.
Yes, and I will grab Bishop and take him back to our new office in the guild headquarters.
Actually, you have a wing. You have an entire wing.
Yes.
You are the only current licensed guild investigators right now, but...
I'll set myself up in the best office.
The GI for short now. It has its own wing.
The guild. The G-Man. I pose.
Yeah.
Are they up against Hydra, or what was it? I can't remember what they're up against.
Oh, 3R, 3R.
Cobra.
Cobra, there we go.
Oh, God.
Cobra Commander. Wow.
Is your last name Joe now, Marlo?
Yeah, sure, why not? So, I've dragged Bishop here before us, so that he can give an account.
You present him.
The soon-to-be no longer free Bishop.
Yes, the child is mine. I received that. There were multiple attempts on my life in prison.
Do we care about that kind of stuff?
Oh, no. That's just the life story. What are you guys interested in? I got not guilty. Not guilty by special reasons.
Insanity?
Dare we ask?
As long as you promise not to let it leave the room, yes, y'all answer.
I look at Rackham.
I make the universal sign of zipping my lips.
Essentially, some of their evidence relied on me being in a drug-controlled state, and the agreement was that they'd be watching me a little bit, not a lot, but they'd probably watch me a little bit to make sure that there weren't any long-lasting effects. Essentially, I'm their guinea pig for that drug. If there are any long-lasting effects, and whether you can still be controlled way after the fact, and that's pretty much it. They want to keep it sealed because they don't want people to know that generally there are mind-controlling drugs.
Wow. So not wow. Really applicable to the rest of us, then?
Probably not. Luckily, most of the other information was circumstantial, and my good lawyer, as provided to me by some friends of mine, I have their card from this group. Something about supporting Bishop? Yeah, she's a very good lawyer.
Is her name Jennifer?
No. Her name is Ivana
Larson.
Larson. Slight accent.
This wasn't going to be Ivana Humperlot.
Oh.
Well, that's great. Miss Renwick, I'm sorry. Ms. Rackham actually said that she was concerned about your security.
Security? Yeah, I figured you guys would probably help me with that. I figured who better to trust with security than the man himself. The man who I did not have any photos that there were not completely no photos of me with his group in form, and that was probably circumstantial evidence that could have been used against me. Nope. None of those.
I look at Gavin. Mm. Well, Gavin, you have certainly quite the task. I'm going to go have lunch. Mr. Ackerman, you mind joining me?
Oh, certainly. Let's go.
Yes. I'll see you guys at the wedding.
And you are going to be my best man, right, Hundergard?
Well, I guess it's the least I can do to pay you back for the various tips you've given me in our long association.
You're the one man who I knew wouldn't mind being in the public, and I could trust.
and who you have not yet got revenge upon for various incidents in the past.
What have I... What have you done to me?
Oh, nothing.
Well, if you can't remember, then I guess it's all fine.
I wonder what who did that French thing.
Oh, yeah. Incidentally, Bert, something I was just thinking of. As the three people, are they getting referred to as fascists or Nazis or anything like that yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Fascists would actually be... comes from a Roman, old Roman tool of authority. It's a bundle of sticks with a axe.
Is this
a fascist?
Oh, you're a dictatorship.
Yeah, a fasci. It's a symbol of authority, basically. And they were originally the fascists came from Italy. So Mussolini used that as an analogy. So I don't know if this would really be applicable to the two.
After entering Belgium, which was the last big news that went on, things have been a little quiet since then. There's a lot of saber rattling going on, but nothing more has happened just yet.
The press have invented a term. It's called the phony war. So, yeah, I'm doing the stuff I'm doing.
Right. Okay, the following day, after you've had a time to catch up with Bishop, and Bishop, you and your wife-to-be are settled into your home.
And we've set up security, hopefully, yes, for the wedding.
The rest of you guys...
Bombs go here and here, and... Wait, what?
As you check in now and then with the guild, and they're still doing construction on your wing of the... of the premises, you know, for security reasons and whatnot, and any other modifications you guys wanted there. You were handed an envelope, each of you, from Joshua Dare, as he likes to have meetings with you guys now and then, and he's called one for the next morning. And he says, well, there's good news. It looks all of those of you that had outstanding charges for sedition, those charges have been withdrawn. All the official paperwork is in there. And it seems that, as of this morning, both Italy and France have agreed to our terms. And we are fully licensed to enter both of those countries now.
Oh, goody. What type of government does Italy have? Are they a democracy, a dictatorship?
They are a democracy.
Okay. Just so you know, they were a constitutional monarchy at the time. The monarchy does hold a lot of power in Italy. They retain the power over the military.
Well, it's going to be the same then. They have basically the same sort of parliamentary structure there, but the ruler has a lot more power. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically. He appoints the ministers rather than them coming from parliament. Right. A lot of minor things, but add up to a lot more power for the government or for the king.
God bless the king. The king is dead. Long live the king.
And along with that information, Mr. Allard is now coming in full to the guilds. He's still going to be in charge of the island, but now he has full guild membership, and he has the backing of his government to do this.
Happy days! Let there be rejoicing!
As for the front with... Great Britain, it still seems to be a sticky situation. Once again, you guys are in a briefing, and he's just going over all of this with you. They've agreed, they still have not agreed to our solicitations. They have, however, much like Metapol was an experiment to begin with, they are allowing that we can continue here with a one-year exemption. They are still not... giving up the land under which Metapol is built, but they are withdrawing any claim to the land for a one-year time frame to see how this experiment is furthered. They have not agreed to any of the accords, so we can't officially have any crown subjects in the guild. However, there are several that have agreed on their own right to withdraw citizenship from Great Britain to remain as guild members.
I look at Mallow. You're a crown citizen. You make a great point of being a crown citizen.
Remember, what about you, investigators, Fist? Guild investigators, though, are not part of the guild.
Aren't you?
They're basically hired by, okay. But they're not part of.
Okay, that's what we were doing now.
Nope. Okay. Were you born in Hamburg, or was it Lübeck? I keep forgetting.
Frankfurt, probably.
That make good sense. Yeah. This is all good news, and hopefully Britain will come to its senses and realize that we are forging, this is a new world.
And this is Deer speaking again. He says, likely, much as Metapole was an experiment to begin with, they're just continuing the experiment and want to see how this goes by, it at least gives us a year to see if the footing gets better or not. In the meantime, we've still agreed to allow them aid as they would like. We just cannot allow any crown subjects that don't renounce their citizenship as full guild members. Of course, we'll still work with them.
Of course, of course.
Of course, there's no sense in burning your bridges.
Especially a very important bridge.
And how are your offices coming along? Is it to your specifications?
Oh yes, I love the way the way the shadows operate in my corner offices.
You did make sure to make it harder than just simply pushing a button to blow up the whole wing, right, Marlo?
What?
Marlo?
You probably have to flick a little lever too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the big red button that says do not press under any circumstances.
No, it's all built onto a clapper.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Is there any work for us?
Negotiation gets ironed out. So far, no. We'll just keep training your men. There's some international protocols that you all need to brush up on, and you know, there's a 5-inch thick pile of manuals that he's laid out for everybody.
Joy. Does anyone here speak Italian, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I am fluent in the language.
So, not Italian. All right. So, Gavin?
Hmm?
Do you speak Italian? Like a native, I assume?
Of course.
Okay. So you could have been born in the Tyrol. That's interesting.
Are you still fishing?
Yes, yes I am.
Yes, he is.
Well, one thing you would have noticed about Gavin when he does speak another language is he speaks without any kind of accent, as if he was a native to that area, that language.
Yes. Well,
no matter which language he's speaking, he speaks as if he's got no accent from that region.
Yes, it's all the German training. They're well known for their efficiency.
Just for a point of clarification, by the way, when I say you are not guild members, it's because none of you have trades per se. You're only a guild member if you are a scientist, a farmer, etc. You guys don't have trades, so you're basically hirelings.
I'm a demolitions expert.
Yes, but unless you design and implement new devices, you're still not someone that they would have in the guild.
I'm world class at this.
I have a question for Dare. Whatever happened to the research group in Italy?
That was
one.
The Tesla.
The one that was Tesla had set up?
Mm-hmm. Still there.
Any news on their discoveries or any spies into it working on some type of really large weapon?
I'll have to check up with any sources we have, or I can make a petition to the government itself, I suppose. It's not anything I looked through a stack of papers I've been receiving any information on, though.
Yeah, because anything involving Tesla usually involves something big, powerful, and usually had a potential for some type of destructive nature along the line somewhere.
You are maligning a great man. All of his works.
He tested robot suits in front of us.
Construction vehicles. construction exosuits. The fact that they happen to have weapon chassis on them, coincidence? Could have happened to any mechanical thing.
Yes, it may have been just some sort of precaution, a self-defense mechanism, or perhaps...
Yes, like the bombs for his security at his house.
Hey, even a screwdriver can be used to kill. Still yeah. A screwdriver.
Well, you have to really... It's the eye socket, or you have to actually... There's a little soft part on your temple. Right. Go up to your eye and then go right to the left, and you can actually poke it and feel how soft it is. Screwdriver, go right through that.
Well, actually, if you hit someone in the throat at the right ankle, you can crack their hyoid bone and...
Yep, they choke.
It's all over.
Yep. Between a rib, your kidneys, all kinds of good things.
Between collarbone and shoulder bone.
What is this? This is perfect dinner conversation.
I agree.
Right, it is.
You mean you haven't had this conversation before?
I.
Because Marlo demonstrates.
Every day with Marlo.
Yeah, I mean, you actually, honestly, I find practicing on pigs. Does a good job because you still get that nice meaty thwack, and what you do is you get rid of that hesitation. A lot of people hesitate, and that's not good.
Okay,
the restaurant is like empty seats all around you guys. Did you consider continue your conversation?
How many sanity points did we all just take?
This is normal dinner conversation
with Marlo. This is normal dinner conversation.
I actually take an hour out of every day to practice on a pig. On a frozen pig. Yeah.
We cannot be bad and watching your cholesterol level because all those pigs, a lot of cholesterol.
Anyways, did anything happen with Beta? With the genetic testing?
Oh, yes. He goes through his files and he pulls out one. It seems that he's suffering from some mild dementia. He seems to have recurring dreams that are often fragmented. He can only remember bits and pieces. But apparently, according to Watson and Crick, who, well, there's like a sheath, you know, another 4-inch thick stack of papers. They've been highly interested in his case. There's some new sciences involved here. But they think that it'll shake out just fine. Things will stabilize as Beta continues to age.
So can Beta walk okay? I mean, does he, like, shuffle? Does he have a problem swinging his arms or anything?
No. Signs of...
Okay. Just wondering. I don't know, because if you had those two, you know, I'm not an expert, but I've read that, you know, those are signs of something like Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's.
If, like, either one of those are in existence yet.
And we have the cyborg.
Oh, no, they're in existence. They're in existence. Also,
of course cyborgs exist.
Yes. It's all right. It really doesn't affect the call that much, I think.
Not when he doesn't talk. So what's now, the plan, Stan?
For you to get married? You're not getting out of this. You realize
Oh, yes,
that.
Yes, of course I'm getting married. Why wouldn't I get married? Yeah, she's a lovely lady.
And a lovely child to go along with her.
Yep, and it's definitely my child. No questions whatsoever.
Wow, you are a specimen.
I look at him and go, do you think I would? I am 100% sure that it is my child. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yes, I didn't question the parentage of the child, although the child appears... I'm not going to bring any of this up. Okay.
I look at him and go... Yes, it's not like I don't have good friends who would help me to confirm whether a child is mine or not. Of course not. I would never question the wifey about something like that directly.
You're a specimen. You are definitely a specimen. Unique.
Yeah, but a specimen of what?
I'm not saying anything. So... I'd probably actually go with, you want to go with about 1880. would look the best is what you're building, Bert. Because Germany's a state and Italy's a state at that time. Or both combined.
Okay, now that's about trade. That's not as useful.
Yeah. Germany didn't become a state till 1871 in our universe. In Italy, not that long after that. Anyways. Yeah. So, Gavin, how's the defensive planning for the wedding coming?
Well, we've got defensive gun emplacements here, here, and here.
Yep. I'm going to, the wedding itself is not the, just to get things moving, is not the thrust of the adventure tonight, so I'm just going to kind of handle it through it. So, yes, you go about your defensive planning. I'm sure you have well-dressed Cheka agents with hands in their suits with gun barrels underneath stationed all over the place.
Ape ninjas.
Yeah. The big question is, Daniel, being, you know, a man of the people, are you going to make the wedding public or are you going to make it private?
Public, of course.
No possible ramifications of that.
None.
There goes my exclusive. Ah.
You, all right, unless you guys have anything you wanted to accomplish before the day of the wedding, I'm just going to go through that just so we can get to the main part of tonight's adventure.
Sounds great.
Yes, the only snag in the whole proceedings is there's a small group of women outside of the the ballroom having signs saying, "Don't take our bishop away."
I figured there'd be signs, ethical castration for bishops or something.
No, just last-minute assassination attempts.
Yes, no assassination attempt, etc. It is the affair of the season. There is lots of news, lots of press there. Of course, they can't seat all the populace that are interested, so, you know, they do. I'm sure Bishop will have some equitable way of making sure that all strata of people are allowed in. So as soon as those seats are filled, they set up a big monitor so people can see what's going on outside. You know, they're provided with refreshments as well, because of course Bishop, being a man of the people, wants to make sure everyone gets a slice of cake.
Oh God,
the one.
They invented the Jumbotron just for this moment.
Well, they have kinetoscopes, and so that's kind of what they're doing. You know,
and I'm hoping the nobleman in the ostracized aristocrat is in his best affair,
attire.
His best suit.
So yes, the wedding goes off without a other than the small group of young lady protesters. It goes off without a hitch. A reception afterwards where the gift giving is done.
Man, I wish they had the picture with the cat clawing Bishop's face.
Joshua's Dare's gift to the new Bishop household is a little unique. He had one of Tesla's original work desks fixed up, rebuilt a little bit, and has gifted it to you. It is a fine antique, and this is one that actually survived a lot of the devastation that befell most of Tesla's places of work. If you remember, his house was blown up, his lab was blown up,
yeah,
power was blown up. So this is one of
his secret lab
surviving relics of Tesla's.
We blew that up too.
So this is going to a gift for the new man's lounge. This is your work desk. Yep, lots of heavy woods, rich mahoganies, beautiful piece of furniture. Monstrously sized too. It is a very large desk.
Nice.
And then Hundegard presents you with you wrote in there, guilt.
Yeah.
What you did.
It's a one of my more valued pieces from my earlier adventuring days, in which it's a fine example of the Egyptian pottery.
Ooh.
From my earlier expedition, and a true fencing rapier.
Ooh.
Too bad I was never much of a sword.
No, it, but it's a showpiece. But it's inscribed with the word with pious, which is the Latin for dutiful. So as I seem to recall, you had a sword, gun, cane. So
I would never have something like that. That would be illegal.
Only in metaphor, and only during.
Speaking of which, Miss Blair presents your the couple with a brand new coffee maker. It's a very very nicely made, lots of brass, lots of steel, and you notice that she's been having a fairly long conversation with your new wife about ballistic capabilities of certain guns. They seem to be working out very well.
And I both will be...
have faced the same trouble and will continue to face the same trouble of how to deal with Bishop.
And as said before, I will be presenting the whole submarine made out of precious metal.
But that with an extremely short half-life, yes.
Yes. There may or may not be a bug in there. It's Schrodinger's bug.
There you go. I'm sure everyone else presented gifts as well that we gloss over it, unless you had something special you wanted to present to them.
And a nice pair of jogging shoes. Mm-hmm. I'm an old friend of the family, you understand. Yes, all right. So,
Other than everything went very well, and the reception afterwards lasts a few hours before the married couple goes home. There you have it.
I am Mary. I make Mary.
The little girl. He has a little girl as well. Let's see, Agatha, I believe her name was.
Yes,
Agatha Bishop. Yes, apparently likes getting pony rides from Mr. Marlowe.
Whee! I say.
Someone gets a nice little picture as she's using your hair as like reins, and you can almost hear her chortling the words "in the face, in the face."
I sense that is front page material.
Yep, I make sure that I am in reasonably good, not my original face for this wedding, by the way, because this is a public affair. And
yes,
Marlo, this is the first time you have been photographed. And it will be the first time you've ever actually been put in a newspaper.
No, he's been photographed before, just never well.
And yes. I make sure that I get a shot where you cannot see his face, but you can definitely see the little girl having the time of her life.
There's like bright sunlight across the whole picture, except for this one shadow that just conveniently falls across my face.
I say having fun. I like little kids. They're so fun.
So malleable. So trainable.
Yes, it's only when they grow up that they turn into psychotic monsters and bomb my city. Oh, well.
I don't know what I should have set up.
What's wrong with psychotic monsters?
I don't honestly know. People underrate them. Make good press.
Good work, you know.
In the face, little girl. Face.
All right, so, yeah, the after everything winds down, people go... back to their own homes. Miss Rackham, you have a breakfast engagement with Mr. Leonard Malton.
Yes, I do. Okay.
You meet at a cafe that the two of you frequent quite often. Actually, he's been quite partial to Famous D's lately.
Okay, so we meet there.
What is the meatball subs. It's just a new fascination.
For breakfast?
The original Famous D's, the revised one after the health inspector.
I will have warned you not to eat there. At least nothing meat. Or coffee. Or...
Just don't put anything in your body that came from...
Yeah.
Anyway, Leonard says, I trust that the wedding went well. And Mr. Marlowe was a fitting companion.
Yes, he was. I did not get as much information from the wedding as I thought I would. No, nothing happened. It was entirely mundane, entirely boring.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know that's your bread and butter, dear girl. And I'm afraid nothing interesting happened. He looks a little like, huh, what were you expecting? Bombs? Hitmen?
It's Daniel Bishop. You never know. Squads.
Well, I perhaps have something that might pique your interest. Actually, I have a small favor to ask of you, knowing your companions and how well they appointed themselves last time we met.
Okay. What? Anything.
Well, it seems, and he passes a letter over to you, it seems that the Crown is recalling all of her assets from Metapol, and unfortunately, as you know, I do work as an agent for the Crown, and my cover being recently blown, I'm unfortunately being recalled back to Britain. But I have a small problem.
You're leaving?
Well, just for the time being. I'm sure this mess will all be straightened out quickly enough. Unbuttons his collar a little bit at your distress.
but you can't leave!
Likely not for more than a month or so. I'm sure this will be straightened out quickly.
But Leonard, you can't leave!
I'm afraid I must. It's my duty to the Crown. But dear girl, I do have a small problem that I was hoping that perhaps you could help me with.
What is it, Leonard?
Well, I've been followed the last, I first picked up the tale maybe 3-4 weeks ago. At first I figured, with my cover being outed, perhaps I'm being watched by Metapol agents now. But I returned to my home last night, and someone had a very professional job done. I went through many of my things. I know the telltale signs to look for, but they were very good, very professional men. And I would hate to have to leave without knowing why I've been targeted for such attention.
And you just would like me to see if we could all find out why?
Well, I have no other resources here in Metapol, and trying to follow a tail can't be done with one person. I need backup. I thought that perhaps your Mr. Marlowe has some reasonable rates. Perhaps some of the other very able friends that I met last time.
He got wiped. I don't know sure Mrs. Mittas.
Leonard, don't worry. I'll make sure we get to the bottom of this.
Yes, well, I do appreciate it. And I'm sure this whole situation will be straightened out soon enough. And we will be able to engage once again in the good times here.
And you're coming back, right?
Of course, at the first opportunity.
You'll write?
Yes.
You'll call?
Yes. He's looking a little pressured.
Well, maybe you could come visit me, or I could come visit you.
Oh, of course. You can come to the manor at any time. The family would love to have you.
Tell me that Leonard fainting.
No. Well, perhaps Uncle Jack wouldn't want you there. I do think he remembers your face in that jewelry heist a few years back. But other than Uncle Jack, I think you'll be fine with the relatives.
Didn't steal anything your Uncle Jack didn't steal first.
Go missing.
But I didn't steal anything your Uncle Jack didn't steal first.
Well, that is true. That's true.
So he's just trying to shift the blame. But you will take care of yourself, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm being reassigned to the paperwork pole after this. I'll have a desk job until this all clears over.
A desk job?
Yes, I know.
Well, at least you'll be safe. Will you be in London?
Yes, yes, I will. He actually writes down the address at the, this will be the building that I'll be working in. I'm not sure what office I'll get yet, but any mail directed to me will get to me. Writes down the address. I'm here for another week before I'll have to leave.
Well, at least we should. What's the weather like, Bert?
Oh, it's fine. It's starting to get a little cold.
Maybe we could have a picnic or something?
Oh, that would be nice. Yes. Oh, put together a basket. When would you like to do this, my dear?
When is good for you?
Anytime. I've been relieved of all official duties until I leave. They're giving me enough time to pack up and have my things shipped.
Okay, so day after tomorrow?
That sounds pleasant, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, yes. So after that, it's just all professions of, really, it's not my fault I'm being called away. It's not you.
And I try to, be very reassuring. I understand that. We must do what we must. The crown is the crown.
That's the unexpected girlfriend.
Hypnotized girl. Oh, sorry. I was hypnotized to think I had a girlfriend. So,
well, and I'm very sad that you're leaving, Leonard.
I'll be back as quickly as I am able. You really should have some of this marvelous meat stew.
That's okay.
Would you like some of this pudding as well?
I have to wonder, is anything in Chef's Deeds, do they ever label the name of the meat?
Long fork.
It just says meat in quotation marks.
Actually, I'm on a special diet regimen at the recommendation of my doctor, and I cannot eat while the sun is up.
Well, that'll make a picnic quite difficult.
I'll get an exemption for one day.
Just for you, Jonathan, it's genuine meat.
God, I will kill that man.
Uh-huh, genuine meat. Please tell me this place has, like, the standard regimen of rats around it, and there's just not, hasn't been depopulated or something.
Oh, no, Chef Keys is meticulously clean. Outside and in. Sterilized, one might say. Not even cats around.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
It's, you know, you can't really draw out the flavors if you have a dirty restaurant. This is special product. It has to be treated with care.
Yes, it's long pork. Not short pork, long pork.
Yes, yes, yes. So, wow. I go and kill a Chocho, and I feel better about the world.
I part from Leonard with much. I'll see you, see you in 2 days. I'll pack a basket, and we'll have a wonderful picnic. It is a date.
So. Go bring the rest of us on all of this?
Pardon? Yeah.
Do you want to go on a picnic? What?
Oh, I think he meant the investigation part, not the meat, the food part.
No, you guys weren't invited to the picnic.
He's got a liking now for being in the public eye or being out in the daylight after our wedding outing, and you just can't get up to it now.
I find I sparkle in the sun.
He must be a vampire.
Don't know.
Extra in twilight, yes.
Yes. So, okay, so we now know that Leonard is being followed and has had his house rifled through.
Let's rifle through his house.
I imagine the first thing you guys would say is look at each other and say, did you do that?
Yeah, pretty much. I'll be asking if anyone. Gavin?
If we had done it, he wouldn't have detected any traces at all.
Well, not unless one of us wanted it. I don't know. We're kind of paranoid.
Yeah.
So,
I think I rifled through his house. No, I didn't.
Okay, so... shoot.
Smute sucks. Okay, so when Leonard leaves, I'm just going to take a look and watch. I'm going to let him leave first and see if anybody follows him.
Give me a burglary roll. You could also give me an alertness roll, whichever is better. Burglary will actually tell you if someone is tailing him. Alertness will just tell you if there are people that look maybe suspicious.
Well, I'm going to use burglary, then.
Gee, why would a cat burglar use burglary? I don't get it.
Okay, that gives me a 5.
Okay. No, it doesn't seem to be followed. There's actually a few people out on the streets today. Do you follow him for a bit, or do you just watch as he leaves?
No, I follow him.
You follow him, okay. Well, give me a second. I'm assuming you're trying to do this without him knowing.
Yes.
Right. Huh. Just before he turns the corner, he turns his head, looks at you, and just gives you the nod.
Hey, who's rolling the glass dice? Those are my dice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't. That's my color.
Yes. Acknowledging that you're on the case. yeah, no one seems to be following him at this moment.
Okay. I just want to make sure to keep an eye on him then.
Well, when are you going to take a break to tell everybody what's going on? Stop following him to do that.
Yes, I will, won't I? Well, I'll just keep an eye on him for about an hour, hour and a half, and then break off and go tell the others. And, you know, I'll give him a call later and just, you know, just to verify where he is. And, let's see. How much would it cost to hire someone to just keep an eyeball on his house?
It depends. You want a professional or just some schmucks to sit there and watch?
I know a few Frenchmen. Sorry.
I want a trusted professional.
Trusted professional. Well, give me a context roll.
Okay. One second, and I'll switching from glass now. Okay, that's not so good. That'll give me a 2.
2. All right. Yeah, you haven't developed your underground contacts so much since you've been to Metapole, so you don't have a lot of contacts to go to for help. The one you do have says that, yeah, he could put a few boys on it. Yeah, they've got some experience. Do you want your target to know that he's being followed? Do you want them to take any special actions?
No, I don't want him to know he's being followed, but I want to just find out if anyone else is following him. No special actions, just a report.
And you want 24/7 surveillance?
Yeah.
Okay, when do you want this to start, and who's your target?
Okay, give him the information and tell him as soon as possible.
All right, what's your resources level?
Resources? 4.
4?
Oh, no problem. Wow. Yeah, wow. Forward. She's wealthy.
Excuse me. Yeah, no problem. You can easily afford this.
Okay. Hey, and I tell him to send the bill to Marlowe Investigations.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. We've contracted out with Marlowe Investigation before. You said take no action, right?
Right.
I only asked because, Marlowe Investigations, people tend to get roughed up. I guess that's why you're coming to us, though, instead of Mr. Marlowe.
Yeah, I don't want anybody roughed up right now. I'm just after after the information. I want to know who.
Oh, no problem, Miss Rackham. Yeah, discretion guaranteed. Not like Marlowe's outfit there. Yeah.
Death guaranteed, yes.
Who's bound? Who's bad-mouthing me? Marlowe come for him with the knife.
You've gone to an investigative service, one of the better ones. You had some contacts. You know these guys are discreet, and while not the best at what they do, they're pretty good at what they do.
Not Pinkertons?
No. All right, so you give them his address, and the contact says that they'll get it set up right away.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, they're actually not bad.
Wow, that's a nice roll.
Yeah, that is a nice roll.
Bet you Marlowe Investigations could do better.
I bet you we could.
I'm it's all out of spare arms.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't roll better, but he might get a
better. They're really good at surveillance because they go in, they find the target, they break his kneecap so he can't move so well, then it's easy to watch him.
Hey, Marlowe Investigations, a death guaranteed for your money back. Whether you want him dead or not.
The death you purchase may be your own. That's the disclaimer.
It's in the very, very fine print.
TM, no one may be getting out of this alive.
No one may be getting out of this alive.
Okay. So you're going to bring us in on this?
Yes, I am. I go and I give everyone a nice update on what's going on.
Oh, well, Gavin?
Gavin's overjoyed as the new engine is being brought into his cubicle to be set up.
I just realized I screwed up something that I've been working on for a while. Damn it. Unpick a lot of it and redo it.
Well,
make sure that you have 4 digits for the date. 2 is not enough. That's being lazy.
Yes, you don't want anything happening when you know it changes from 18 to 1900. Or have you passed that? Yeah, we've passed that.
Maybe. We don't know what the year is.
It's XXX. So, all right. So your Malton is being followed. We don't know by whom. You have a secondary group who is following him. Wow, this is going to get complex really fast. Can we? And you're charging them to me?
Why, yes, Marlo. Thank you so much. It was so generous of you to offer that. Kisses.
I don't like how this... I don't like where this is going. All right.
What is Marlo's resources?
3.
Oh, you're 5.
Yeah.
It's not bake breaking.
Yeah. No.
No, but that Zeppelin I just ordered really is.
Oh, no.
No! She went with the leather seats, dude. Leather seats.
I jump off a cliff. Well, the thing is, we need to find out who's following Kim. So, the secondary group is only going to get in their our way. What the best way to go about checking and see who's following him is, I like the picnic idea, and basically have a few spotters arranged as a station at points all along the perimeter to see who's all there. And then we can see if we can follow them back to from whence they came. Or we could, yeah.
We also need to make sure we're in communication with the other groups so we don't have our two groups saying, hey, I saw these people with these descriptions, or hey, we saw these people with these descriptions, and we're describing each other.
Yeah, well, basically...
Marlo, I do tell you what agency I hired. I'm sure you have that much contacts.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will. Let's get them all. Well, yes, I will get. I will tag the guild assistants to help us out on this case, and we can go ahead and tag the guys you hired out before. I call Starling to get this arranged so that. My bill isn't too high. They're going to stick me. I know they are.
I'm sorry, what are you going to have him arrange?
I will see if I can get him to arrange some basic, some really, really loose surveillance. Let him know that basically we're looking out for guys who are following our target, and it's Malton.
Okay. You tell him about the other crew that was hired to file to keep eyes on him.
Yeah, and I will let him know that I'm going to get those guys to back off, or I'll try to get Jared to get those guys to back off.
Why don't you just get those guys to work with you?
Because I don't know.
You should know them. You've contracted with them.
That's a fair point. Yeah, I guess I would know them, but... And my guy should probably know.
The big question is, why haven't you made them into the chicky yet?
Because, you know, no military training, you know.
They have no experience of getting shot in the face by Royal Marines.
These guys work mostly on divorce cases, you know, taking pictures, that sort of thing.
No. Wait a minute. I hired Metapulse cheaters? Oh.
Nice.
No. No, Mr. Rackham, did you say that he was only aware of this due to his house, his abode being searched, or was he aware of people following him? Just as an indication of So they may not be the most professional of people. That's all they're trying to bluff us.
Could be a double blind. You never know. Could be trying to draw us.
I was just thinking, though, that with all these people trying to follow one individual, we're bound to start noticing each other more than we're going to notice him. That might affect their suspicions as well. Perhaps fewer people on the ground and more mechanical eyes. We have access to technology again once more, so we can always have cameras instead. And that way we get constant visual on these people rather than having to rely on a different testimony as to their appearance and our.
Wait, this is really complex for a really simple operation. We fire the other guys. We get our guys to do the little loose trace. We set up the if we pick them up before the picnic, that's good. If we don't, we pick them up at the picnic. We follow them back. If they lead us to a headquarters, good. If they don't, we pick them up and then say, you tell me who you were, who hired you, and then they give it to us, and then we track them down, and then we do the big hero thing.
Why do I have a feeling we're going to go, who hired you?
British intelligence?
could be French, could be German, could be Guild. I mean, there's so many players at this particular city. Although, given that he probably, the two French guys got arrested. The two French spies got arrested. It's probably either them or I would guess the Ace in the Hole gang. So, I mean, there's a chance that there might be a violence fight for this. So I would come packing.
If you want to go the really complicated route, we can do all this, yes.
Simple solution.
We kidnap him and get him off the island, off out of town.
I'm not terribly concerned for his safety, not because he's a British agent, but simply because if they wanted him dead, they could have killed him already.
If they wanted him dead, he would be dead by now. So they don't want him dead. They want something that he has, or they want other sorts of information.
Yep.
So.
An idea if they are following him specifically and they are aware of the schedule, or perhaps if they're just following him, if he is a place where they cannot trace him, then that will drive them to visit places they know they could probably find him, such as the boat again or his cover workplace.
Right. That would be a good plan if they weren't already following him. So let's just.
Hey, and just to reiterate what he said to Miss Rackham. It's not that he wants to get out without them following him. He wants to know why they're following him.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it would be a good way of drawing them.
Well, they're already drawn. We already have them drawn. So if that happens in the future, good plan. But let's just keep this simple and...
All right, yeah.
And I will arrange for my guys to do that, and then I will go out there with them. Anyone who wants to join me, more than free, see if we can pick someone up tonight. If not, tomorrow, yeah, we continue on.
And should I have this, should I make our picnic inside Metapole, or should we go out to the countryside?
Inside Metapole's fine.
Okay.
But the countryside, we can bring guns.
Don't
legally
need to bring guns. This is a simple, really simple operation. Let's not kill. We don't want to kill anybody. We don't want to shoot anybody. Just a very simple snatch and grab.
This sounds too easy.
Are you going to wait for the picnic, or are you going to try and surveil the surveillance first? But what is your next step? What do you wish to do?
My next step is to fire, to call the guys, and to call the
Other investigative guys, get them off. And then I will be, I will drive personally over there and take the first shift to see if we can see anyone who's, I'm doing a very, very loose follow of him so I can see anyone who's doing a tight follow.
If you you do, of course, get billed for the 21st 24 hours worth of surveillance. But they do give you a report saying that during this time, the only suspicious activity that was noted was that there was a pale green car that drove around Mr. Leonard's apartment block several times through the day. It was notable not because of the color, it's quite common, but it had an antenna, a very small antenna on the back of the car, and that's kind of unusual.
Wow, that is unusual. Did you get a plate?
No plates.
Okay. Is that unusual?
No.
They don't have plates. There's no DMV or anything. Remember.
You don't need a driver's license.
Oh, I shake my fist at the unorganized society that I live in. All right. I get ready and I... is Xander
out of... It's actually a pretty professional job they did for you. They broke it down as to what time the car passed by. It looked... every 3 hours, the car drove by, approximately, not exact to the minute.
I will
started somewhere after noon, like 12:15 is when the first pass went.
Okay, I will tip them. I'll give them a plus 15% for doing a good job. Anyone here can drive?
Bishop raises. Wait,
I can.
No. Bishop does not raise his hand.
Well,
we can all drive. It's just.
You know, right, drive well.
Yes.
And the pressure.
All right. Well, why don't we all pile into a car and see?
If you're trying to drive a car that is on fire and on two of its wheels, who's best at that?
Yes.
Nicholas? Not me.
Now, do we want, if there's an antenna.
Trina. We get Trina back just to drive the car.
Do you think there could be some radio signals being sent, in which case we may wish someone to
scan? Clever idea, good one. So take two cars, one with Gavin, one with Bishop, Bishop and Gavin should probably be in the same car, so Gavin can fool around with the... thank you for being so generous with my money. I
see that extra tip came from my money.
Okay, so let's pile in. Wait, who's best at driving? Is it going to be Ms. Rackham?
No, I only have one.
Hey, you're equal.
Same for me. I think we all have one.
Everyone.
Unless it's an armored suit, then I have two.
Okay.
Get Nicholas back. We shoot Bishop and get Nicholas back.
Yeah. Bishop, I'm sorry.
I am fair at driving, but I think you won't be on the computer. So
yeah. I'll drive him. I have plenty of... It's not like I don't have enough refresh.
Okay. No, don't. Argus, no, bad. I shake my fist. You have plenty of luck on your side. Okay, well, let's let Bishop drive since he hasn't done much. Let's let Bishop drive and let's see if we can catch ourselves some bad guys.
All right, so the same day then, this is before the picnic is, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, okay. And so everybody's in the car, but it sounds like Gavin has got his suitcase.
We had two cars. No, we only have two cars then.
We do have two cars. So who's in which car?
We do have two cars. I thought all in one.
Oh, well, you're now GIs. You can go to the motor pool and check out cars.
Joe.
Please tell me this. All I ask is no hippo head, please.
How recognizable are these cars?
You can get a nondescript car if you want. You can get a van, whatever you'd like.
Yeah. Why would we take two cars there?
By the guild or anything like that.
Actually, taking two cars makes sense. Let's take two cars. I'm fairly good at driving. I'm as good as anyone else here. So I will take Gavin with me. And Miss Rackham, if you would please join us. And then we'll have...
Certainly.
Hundegard and Bishop in the other one. And
look, a quantum radio.
Yep. And we'll take your phone, if you don't mind there, Bishop.
I do. No long-distance calls, please.
Well, no, we're not going to do long-distance calls. It's just in case we need to fiddle around with the guts of it.
Gavin. Again?
If we have to destroy it, that's all.
Again?
If Mr. Marshall has his Babbage engine...
Yeah, but, you know, you never know when you need some spare parts.
You can use the engine.
I think instead we should have the phone. That way we can at least have some form of technology on our side.
Yes, my phone stays with me. You guys have the quantum radio.
Well, we have the Babbage machine.
I also have my quantum radio here. This will allow us to stay in contact with each other, hopefully without detection.
Yep, and we'll do... I describe basic car surveillance of pass-offs and, you know, not be quite so obvious to Bishop.
Yes, sir. I will try to not be as obvious as that, sir.
Yeah. Just as long as we think this has nothing to do with the guy who didn't somehow manage to still be around after you called him off last time.
Give me
a roll there, Nick.
Okay.
Or how well you have set up.
I'm not that good.
Oh, crap. Is it going to be burglary for following?
Yep.
Hey, you were supposed to be good at it.
Maybe I should drive.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Ms. Rackham, how do you feel about driving the other car?
I'm not that good at driving, but sure, I'll drive.
Is it driving to do it, or does the person driving have to be the one to make the burglary roll?
No, I'm having him roll burglary because he's telling you how to use.
He is.
Okay. I am good at rolling.
roll.
I will be spitting a chip to re-roll that roll and hope not to get three negatives.
Using the aspect I'm good at rolling?
yes, the aspect is I am good at... No, the aspect will be it is all lies.
So the first thing you told you is all lies.
I'm competent. It's all.
I am competent.
Oh, priceless.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, yes, apparently Mr. Marlowe's instructions make you so obvious.
Well, I'm going to spend a chip here. You know, I'm no expert, but I've read in a book that this is all wrong.
Well, actually,
what is your total first, Marla?
If you give me case, I have burglary casing. Or if you don't give me,
you nope. Used the higher roll. What was the first roll?
It would be. Are you going to give me casing?
Yeah, casing's fine.
Okay. That'd be a five, but
you rolled. Then that was your best roll. It was five. So
I'll spend another chip on. I deal in a dirty business, so I roll something other than four negatives. Come on.
That guarantees it. There will be murder in this.
Ah, I broke even this time. That will be a seven.
All right, a seven.
I'll take his advice.
Okay, I'll take his advice. I won't spend my chip.
Well, you can't really spend a chip anyway.
Well,
I'm the roller, so it's...
That's true.
She could refuse to follow your instructions so that at least her car wouldn't be recognized. Okay, no, that's fine. Alright, so you're basically passing, you're basically doing the block around his place. Are you gonna park somewhere and watch? I mean, how are you doing this? A little combination of both?
I will have, one car will be doing a kind of a circle. And then one car will be stopped.
Should we have the Babbage machine do the circle or the stopped?
We'll have
to. I would think this.
Mr. Marshall, your Babbage engine, I'm trying to remember its capability. Is it capable of searching radio bands?
Yep. Frequency scanner is one of its main functions.
In which case, would you I believe it'd be best if you were in the vehicle which was circling. That way you can see. Could you help?
We're parked hidden following Marlowe's good advice. Not his lies at the beginning, but his honest good advice.
Or the lies that came after the original lies.
Your aspect is entirely meta.
The it could all be lies?
Certainly that one. I think others as well.
So anyway, considering I'm surprised you didn't ask me to help you, to be honest. But never mind.
Everybody give me alertness rolls. Trying to be generally aware of what's going on. And Gavin, give me a roll for your scanning there. Using what's right. Appropriate.
Well, I'm assuming computers. Right, so it's the same level anyway, so yes. It doesn't make a lot of difference. Where is my dash roller? Here it is. Am I actually connected? Who knows? Yes.
I will be spending a point of
wow. Wow.
Wow, that's 2 -4s.
Yeah, I will be spending a chip on, let's see here.
For the alertness, it's probably not worth it.
No, it's better to have multiple people aware of things. Otherwise, I could suffer.
Who's brown? Who's gray?
Who has a black heart?
Gavin!
Wow, Gavin got the opposite of everyone else.
Way to go, Gavin. Way to be competent.
But he's searching the bands.
Yeah, I got a 5, and I actually have the alertness, am I being followed?
No, that's not good. That's
terrible. Even using any of the aspects on my skills, either. That's an 8 without that.
I have a 5 or a 7 with Did You Hear That, but I doubt that's going to apply.
No, that's not going to apply. Who got better than a 7?
Alertness?
Alertness roll. No. Except for Gavin's doing something different there.
Oh, okay, not me. Then, not me.
Right. So nobody got better than a 7 for alertness.
Oh, Lord, no.
Okay, good enough. Gavin, then. You do pick up a short-range transmission as you're circling the area. It's unusual because there really hasn't been any other frequencies being used at all in this area, and this one just kind of burst on, and there's a string of German.
Yeah.
Translates as this is Group 1 calling in. And then there's you've tapped the signal. What was your actual role?
8 without setting anything on.
Okay, yeah, more than enough. Group 1 calling in. This is Group 2. We're in position. Nothing as yet. He's still packing furniture. Any luck on your end? No. We've tracked down some of the names on the list. Most have already left Metropol. Those that haven't, we're scheduling a conversation with one later. Keep me posted. 1 out. And with that high of a roll, actually, you're able to, since it's a kind of a short-range broadcast, you're able to pick out the car that's broadcasting it, as you know what to look for. And there is a very tiny nubbin of an antenna on a blue car that's passing by the residence now. There is elderly, very obese lady at the wheel, and there looks to be a young man on the side in a kind of a school outfit.
Do you pass this information on to the other people in the car?
Well, yeah, you'll be able to hear it anyway on the radio.
All right.
Which case, assume you speak German.
Yeah. Which case, I guess.
I think almost everyone.
I'm not sure you could have a headset.
I don't speak German. That's
true.
German.
True.
They're in a different car. He's in a different car anyway, so he'd have to radio
it. I thought he got on the road.
I don't know which car. I don't know who's in my car.
Oh, yeah, you're in the roving car with Marlo.
And the reporter who's driving.
And Marlo hears it as well. And the reporter.
And, yeah, we will transmit this over. Over? Okay, y'all will take drag, we'll take front. And in case they, we'll play... We'll do the professional spy thing of trading off and et cetera, so they do not get suspicious that we're following them.
Okay. It doesn't seem that they have up that they're being tailed. Once again, from the outside, there's a woman and a young, what looks like a young boy in the car driving around. They slow down in front of several different apartment complexes as they drive through Metapole. So they're taking you through a fairly long drive through these streets of Metapole. At several points, you see that the young man has pulled out binoculars and is looking through them into the, some of the buildings as the older woman is taking notes.
I'll be sketching their faces while we're doing this.
Not really likely. Glass at this time is not as translucent as it is now. Very hard to get, you know, with the windows rolled up. And
everything. It's really okay. Hard to see. I won't be that doing that then.
I'm guessing he's still picking up any radio chatter.
Yes, nothing else has been coming on the radio for a bit. How long do you follow him?
I'm seeing if we can follow these bad boys back to base.
Okay.
They said they're having a conversation with someone we definitely want to be. Are we following? Oh, we don't know which one's group one and which one's group two, though.
So far, you've only picked up the... You were close enough to the car to be able to spot that they were broadcasting. Who's receiving and broadcasting the other end, though, you weren't able to pick out.
Mm-hmm. And what band? Do we know what band they're transmitting?
Yeah, it's not even encrypted, but it's on a band that's not really used much.
Okay. Band. Can we get the Cheka to have the ability to listen in on stuff like this, or?
Not unless you're tailing them closely. Once again, short-range broadcast.
Okay. Not too far. Okay. So the other guys had to be within...
A few blocks, probably.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So if you continue to follow them 2 hours later, they... pass in front of Moulton's place again. Once again, the young man pulls out some binoculars and takes a look. No radio broadcast at this point, though. And then they continue to drive on.
All right. How late in the day is it?
This is two-hour interval, so early afternoon.
We will... I will suggest that basically we trade out cars and we trade out basically passengers, and then we wait. They said they follow. They were the other guys were in a green car. This is a blue car. What is the?
They may have traded out cars as well, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is that there are shifts, so that
you're continuing to follow this as you're. All right. Well, after they make the second round around Moulton's, the car pulls into a parking area to an office complex. The woman and kid get out of the car. They walk, and you notice that they're wiping down the steering wheels and the handles. The old lady goes to the back, kind of looks around, grabs the antenna, pops it off the car. The young man has gone to another car. It's more of a van. Pale, kind of gray van, looks around and starts playing with the lock, pops it open. The lady puts the antenna on the back of the van. It sticks, and they hop into the van.
Oh, these are bad people.
No, you cannot recruit them for the checker.
Oh, why the suspicion that I would want to recruit people like this?
Because you would?
I don't know what you're talking about. We could just have them pulled over and see what their reaction is to that. Don't know if that's a good idea.
Would like to know where the other team is.
Yes, I would also like to know that, but I was just throwing that out there as a possibility. Why don't y'all, we'll continue.
We could also just stage an auto accident too.
Yeah, I don't. Let's save that for later. Let's continue and follow them, see if they can lead us back to base, and we can do a daring assault.
All right. Well, they lead you through, continue on, leading you through the city all day. Apparently, every few hours, they stop at a parking location, and they steal another car.
We will, when it appears, after they do this the first time, we will trade out cars so that and pick them up later so that it's not
I want to make a telephone call in the meantime.
I also would like to make a telephone call, but I would like to let Dare know what's going on so that when bad stuff goes down, we don't...
So who are you calling?
Ghostbusters? They are a German group. They're very unlikely. Does it look like from the little bits we've seen that they're particularly good at tradecraft?
Well, they're going around boosting cars, changing out their cars every couple hours. They've got probably a magnetic antenna for short-range broadcast. Seems pretty professional to you.
I just wanted to call the railroad and see if they know of any operatives in town who have any reason to go after Malton. If they're German, it's possible some of our guys might know something about them, what the hell they're doing in here.
All right, give me
I'll describe who they are. All right, let's go to the computer. Yeah, come on, minus five. Yeah, four.
Four.
Five.
Okay. Sure, you get a hold of one of your contacts in the railroad. As far as they know, there are no operatives in the area. No reason to be looking after Malton. But apparently, one of the... What would you call them? What would be a nice slang word for the people that are entering the railroad trying to get away from persecution?
Sheeple?
Sheeple? Expats?
Yeah, probably more fed than sheeple.
Yeah.
All right, well, clients. We'll go with clients for now. You can think of something later if you want. But,
I mean, but what tune did they actually use in the railroad to people? I can't remember.
Never really studied it.
I don't know. But yeah, so he said one of our recent clients has gone missing. Reports are a couple of guys broke into his home, and pulled him out earlier this afternoon.
Oh, bollocks! Details, please.
That's all we know for right now. We haven't been able to send a team over to take a look. Police are there now. It's being roped off as a crime scene. There were some witnesses to the abduction.
There's details as in who is it, where do they live?
Yeah, get the details.
Yeah. All right. how much do you give out your phone number, Bishop? I'm just trying to remember.
Here, what? How off? What was that?
How much do you give out your phone number? It's fairly well known, isn't it?
Yeah, that's easy. Here you go. Here's my phone number.
Call on this number if anything else comes up, please, on the same sort of thing.
Yep, here's my number for the month. I don't need to change it regularly anymore. Except when the fans get a hold of it, then you have to change it.
Anyway, I'll have a look into this. It may be related. Just let us know if anything else happens, please. All right. So I'll pass it on to Marlow that we got to check us out.
Excellent.
Do I know anything about the client? Like, does it know that they're a particular high agent somewhere else or something? Or they're just random, Jay random somebody?
Yeah, just another German fleeing 3R. Recently brought into the railroad. They put him up in Metapol until they could establish another identity elsewhere.
All right.
Been in Metapol for 3 days.
What was this German's occupation?
Watchmaker.
That's really not good.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, they make beautiful watches. I love German watches. Right. So intricately crafted. I will give Dare a call, and I will let him know... That we do have a German, looks like it is. Okay. We have a bunch of spies, possible German, possible people who are sent to Metapol to snatch back, Germans who were fleeing 3R. Also possible that they are planning some sort of incident within Metapol. Do we have a go to act on this?
Yes. investigate, investigate as will. Our German population is growing. We should show that we have some concerns for their well-being.
How free a hand are we given here?
Well, if you need to break any laws, well, let me know or call Miss Blair to give us a situation status. But, well, please try not to blow up anything, Mr. Marlowe.
I don't. I'm on the side that prevents the things blowing up. And I'm just going to warn you, there is a fair chance here that bodies will show up. So I have little to no control over certain things.
Try not to make it public. And if it is public, try not to make sure that your faces aren't seen.
My face is never seen. All right. I will be in touch. Be seeing you. I'll make the little motion even though he can't see it.
Let's take a bio break now. We're
at
2 hours.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was about to explode.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
In a tavern, and an old greasy man with a staff walks in.
He stops at your table and says, I don't think so, and walks on.
Walks out.
You notice that he's trailing toilet paper from
I heard there was crime. Monkey crime. The worst type of crime.
We could all start talking like that.
Stop stepping my bailiwick.
Makes me think of all those political attack ads.
I'm Gareth Drake, and I approve this message.
How would you if monkeys took your jetpack?
Monkeys took my jetpack at mtmjetpack.com.